This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. Inter's issues. They had a lot of chances yesterday. And unfortunately, Higuain has not been a really good closer. He's had his share of opportunities, and at first you can give him breaks, but then it gets old. And yesterday he had several opportunities and could not find a way to put the ball in the back of the net, and they're paying him a lot of money. Now, for Robbie Robinson, that was huge. He needed it for the confidence purposes, everything he went through last year, and now this year with the injuries and how they've mishandled the hamstring injury and all of that. And I'm sure it plays with him mentally that the last, you know, his first 2 years in the league have been so tumultuous and so much crap going on, and some of it out of his control because it was the pandemic last year. But I still have to say, in the 71st minute, it was nice to see him get that goal. And I know that, you know, the goaltender didn't play great, but I don't care. Somehow or another, Robbie was able to score, but they just don't have enough. And that's really what stands out, that with that payroll, the kind of names you have on that team, they can't somehow develop the kind of chemistry that they need. Yesterday was a respectable outing by Inter, but they proved once again that offensively it's such a struggle for them that I don't know how you ever end up becoming a potent team if you're Inter Miami. And you know, you have a six-game losing streak, and you snap it with a tie, unfortunately. And now on Saturday, you take on Montreal, the team that you're sharing the building with now, because Montreal obviously playing there. But a game that wasn't spectacular, a game that you had your chances and you weren't able to capitalize, it's so unimpressive, unfortunately, for Inter Miami. That's what it is. It's unimpressive. And it's sad, man, because you're into year two, and I don't know if there's a lot of hope for this team going into next season. It's going to take a couple of years for you to get out of this mess that, unfortunately, Paul McDonough started with this team. But, you know, yesterday I was happy that at least they tied, because, you know, another loss, Jesus, seven in a row, it would be absolutely brutal. But on the flip side, I was frustrated that it's almost like pulling teeth to try to get a victory for this team. It's so difficult to get it because you're so mediocre. And considering you have the highest payroll in MLS, that is pretty sad to say. Is there anything you would do different than what Coach Neville is doing? Because I can't necessarily pick on the man. I can nitpick a couple things here or there that I might disagree with him at times, substitution, formation sometimes. But overall, I can't blame him for the lack of talent on this team or the lack of chemistry. He's kind of inherited it. So I can't blame him for everything that's gone on, because it's not really his fault. But is there something that you would do a little different than he's doing now?
I would try to switch up the formation a bit. I know Inter Miami's gone with the 4-2-3-1 a lot this season. I attempt a 4-3-3, maybe a 4-4-2. Just give some different looks for these players, because obviously up until the Union game, even then, you know, they have to improve. I just switch up the formation, try, you know, Carranza and Higuain up top, maybe Robbie as a center forward, maybe bring in Vasilev on the left-hand side. Maybe bring in Morgan a bit more centrally. Maybe have him push out wide a bit more, because that's where he thrives. You know, drop Matuidi completely. I wouldn't start him for the rest of the season, honestly. He doesn't provide anything. I'd start Gregory, Ulloa, Chapman in that midfield alongside, you know, Federico can start some. Pizarro needs to, you know, get his act together, or else he's going to get shipped off as well. So there's a bunch of different things that I do. But first, I'd start with, a change in formation.